Morena, I am out in the bush in the beautiful Coromandel, and I'm walking down a large hill. It's actually a mountain, and most beautiful. I think the name of the mountain is Pukiwhakatarara, and it's where the mana retreat space sits. It's the most sacred and beautiful mountain. It's very early in the morning, and I'm walking down the hill, and I got up early to watch the sun come up, and I've been doing a large amount of rest, and I think I love the idea. My observation this week is that rest is so good for us, and we know this, but we don't do it. Like, we know it, but we don't do it. And this time of year, we're heading into winter solstice, and it's like this time of like hibernation. And I've had this incredible week of blankets and soup. And you know, when it's that hunkering down of winter, which is just incredible. And I love seasons, and I love embracing the seasons. But I think the interesting thing for me is watching people and watching their faces when they rest and how my body feels. And I'm like, and Neil Gloschel, who's one of the teachers, along with Carla Brody, that I've been working with for years, he talks about at the end of any rest retreat that this is a normal state. And it's like not something that we should feel after, you know, a holiday. Or it's like, imagine if you could have rest as a normal state, and I'm not something that you do as a little extra. And I'm like, wow. So I started resting years ago at retreats, learning about restorative yoga, because I was a shit rester. I was very busy, bloody bee, running around in chaos. And now I get to rest, and it's like just extraordinary. And last night we sat like around an open fire under the stars. It was cold, but it was warm, and it was just incredible with all these rested humans, and the conversations are different, and everything's different. So if I've got any suggestion for you on this beautiful Matariki day, for those of you not in New Zealand, today is Matariki, which is New Zealand, it's Māori New Year, and it's a beautiful time for renewal. And I think it's incredible to take this time to just rest. Like, what if you just grabbed a blanket and just curled up in a ball? And the idea of restorative rest is that you use props and blankets and things to support your body so that it can rest even deeper than, say, when you're in a bed, just lying flat. Listen, I've just got to a waterfall. How good is that noise? Like, it's so restful and so beautiful. And, you know, nature gives us all the answers. We're all running around manufacturing all this shit, and it's like, do you know what? The bush knows. The bush renews. Like, the bush at the moment is dark and damp and heavy. And, you know, some days I feel dark and damp and heavy. And then it moves out. Like, the winter's a good time to be dark and damp and heavy and to be enclosed and wrapped up, and then to emerge out through spring and out into summer is gorgeous. And I think we should be more like nature, don't you reckon? So there you go. Oh, there's some birds singing now. I don't know if you can hear them, but I'm coming to you very rested. So happy Matariki. Take some time to be grateful for everything in your life. Because I think it's, you know, it's a fact that you can't be grateful and anxious at the same time. So sitting in a space of gratitude, I think, is just gorgeous. And I'm so grateful for so much, because I'm grateful to myself for creating this space, and I'm grateful to myself for allowing, or listen to the fantail, creating the space and allowing myself the space to rest and restore. And I think it's what we're designed to do. And I'm pretty sure we wouldn't all get as sick and with winter bugs and things if we just all did a wee bit of hibernation. If everyone took a week off in winter and just ate soup and curled up in blankets, oh my God, I think the world, we could solve world peace. The world would be a better place, would it not? So that's my observation. Sorry, some of you will be going, Lisa, what's wrong with you? You're like, I know, I told you. When I come back from these retreats, my kids laugh about how I like speak Wail because I'm talking so slowly because everything feels gentle and slow and everything's dropped down. And it's such an energy shift and it's incredible. And I want that for you. So grab a blanket, curl up in a ball, maybe put on some nature sounds if you're not, if you're stuck in an inside. Go on Spotify and find some bird song or a running water track, a waterfall, and just curl up in a ball and listen to that today. Happy Matariki. Thank you.